how to say this. You have to understand her situation.
Yes. She had a lot of problems.
Well, you know, I am her closest friend. You see, I mean, she really opens her heart to me.
That's right.
She's told me about you, too.
Excuse me. What has she said about me?
About the problems you're having with your sons.
Ah, I understand completely.
You see, you have a lot of things in common with Layla, and she really does need you a lot. She's here, we'll talk later.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry I'm late.
It's Hello. Okay.
Hello, son. You must be Vahid. How are you doing?
Thank you, I'm fine.
I hope this school doesn't have the same problems as the last one.
And I'll try not to repeat my mistakes again.
If you don't mind, Bahram is waiting.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
God bless you.
Layla, it's finished.
Keep it with you, and when you go to the headmaster, give it to him.
And what if they don't register me here?
So we'll go to another school. Don't worry, Vahid. I said a lot of good things about you. And anyway, your dad has a good reputation.
Yes, I know. I'm more worried about my father than being expelled.
You're a sensible boy. So everyone makes mistakes. There was no reason for them to expel you from that school. Well, you can show them here that they were mistaken about you. You're a disciplined and studious boy.
Right, Vahid. Now it's your turn. The headmaster wants you.
Are you going to stay here?
No, why? We finished what we had to do.
Wait a minute, Vahid. A little something to eat, son.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Well, what happened?
Well, he accepted. It's thanks to you and Matab. It was very kind of you.
You're banned from dealing in property, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit difficult, but we can do it.
How long will this take?
My brother Shahab would have to tell you that.
And how much?
That was worse than 100 insults. I take money from you.
You yourself said it was difficult. And anyway, what about your brother's fee?
I've spoken so much about your kindness to my brother in prison that he was looking for some kind of way to pay you back. Now is the perfect time for that. I'll come and pick you up tomorrow.
Okay.
I would like to speak with you.
I wanted to talk to you too, Mohsen, about that expensive gift. I don't want to pretend. I know what you hope for, but I don't know the reason.
Well, the reason we haven't talked yet is because the opportunity just didn't come up.
We did. We've talked a lot.
Not about ourselves. Whenever we were together, we talked about the difficulties and problems of our children.
Well, we really can't think about anything else until we solve the children's problems.
Why do you say that? We've done whatever we possibly could for them.
You're a father, and I a mother. A mother and father whose children are still in need of our care.
That means we're sentenced to forget about ourselves then, right? Very well. Okay. I wanted to discuss Saeed with you for a moment.
I still don't understand that thing you said about you not wanting to see me anymore.
The truth is that I realize I can't forget you so easily.
Is that it?
What can I say?
I was really upset last night.
So I called at a good time?
You did. But wait, where did you get my number?
Don't you remember? Once you called me on my cell from home, and I saved it. Did your dad say anything?
No.
The money that you lent me.
That's all right. Keep it. I don't need it.
Thanks, but I don't need it either. I paid for the hospital costs. Well, take it then.
You're right. That's Bita's number.
What a rude girl. She called home?
She did it on purpose.
What for?
To let you know she's going to stand up to you.
Do you think I was wrong to go after her like I did?
I think you moved too early, mostly.
With the things I found out about her, what could I have done?
Well, our goal is to save him and not to lose him.
But I will not give up. If he wants to continue this relationship, I'll go after the mother and father.
You're just as stubborn as you used to be.
Oh?
Yes. You have to try and get close to Saeed. That's the way.
As each day goes by, I feel talk to Saeed is getting harder and harder. We are like two complete strangers.
Saeed, I want to know about you and your family. Like, what does your dad do, for example?
He has an electrician's shop.
Well, can we go there?
I guess.
Well, I want to see it.
It's time to begin now.
Our shop is wall-to-wall with your restaurant. Your pipe is burst and it's leaking into our building.
The owner isn't here now.
We don't want to bother the owner. We'll have a quick look and then go.
Oh, you're interrupting my dinner. Oh. Okay, so how can I help you, huh? Oh, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I'm gonna call the cops. No!
Slow down, son. What's up?
I'm late, Dad.
So you don't dislike this school, huh?
No. It's better than the last one. Dad?
Yeah.
Is Layla related to us?
Related? No, she's someone I knew from the past. Why do you ask?
Nothing. She's a nice lady. I'm headed off. It's a long way to the school. Goodbye.
Goodbye now, son. And go take care of yourself.
What are you doing, Marcia?
This mess and being in limbo is driving me mad.
Don't start with that again, please. I told you to give me a few days, didn't I?
You keep saying give me a few days, but you don't even know what you want.
Don't you say that. I know very well what I want to do. It's you that doesn't trust me and doesn't know what I want to do. That money is still in the room. Why didn't you give it back to Mazen and Nima?
Very well, I'll go and give it to him. What else?
Tell Nima to be at the store at noon, so I can transfer the ownership.
What about all the goods?
I'm giving them back to the owner.
What about your job?
This line of work isn't suitable.
What do you mean it's not suitable? So what do you want to do then?
Leave me alone, Marzia. What's with all these questions?
Where are you going, Farhad? Why won't you just say what you have in mind?
What, I'm not allowed to go see a friend?
What did Dad say?
Didn't you hear? Go and get the key to the shop at noon.
What is he gonna do about his work?
Ask yourself with all those things you said that created this situation.
What situation?
Nima. Don't you know by now how proud your dad is? He's not even willing to accept your uncle's help. Here, the money I borrowed from you.
So, what are you gonna do about the house?
You and Zora will finally start your new life, and we'll find something to do. Nima, tell me, do you know who Mehran is?
Even if you don't speak, I know it's you. Now it's clear that there is no point in talking to you. Very well. Wait and see, little girl.
Hello, brother.
Hello, Marzia, dear.
Take this, it's for you.
What is it?
It's the money that I owe you. I'll be bringing the rest later on.
What are you doing this for, Marzia? I don't need this money for the time being.
Me and Farhad don't really need it either right now.
You don't want to even look at me anymore, is that it?
Hello, Auntie.
Hello.
Such a shame. I can understand Farhad's stubbornness, but why you?
It's for the best if we live apart for some time. Like all these years that we were worlds apart, but I didn't even know it. If you don't mind.
Oh, wait a moment, Auntie. This is the money that I got from you. Thank you. Sorry it's late.
Thank you.
You're an hour late. I was starting to regret coming over.
So sorry. I got caught up with something.
How's it going?
Are you going to the shop?
No. Why did you ask?
I thought we might be taking the same route so we could share a cab.
No, I'm not going to the shop. Where are you going?
University.
Ah. Good. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello? Hi there, Layla. No, I wasn't at the shop. Well, actually, I've come to see the family of that girl, Beta. What's happened?
I don't know what happened. There were like 8 people. They hit me so hard, I didn't know what was going on. It caught me off guard.
You said that there were 3 of them.
Yeah, there were 3, but each one looked like 5 people. They looked like this, huh? They hit me so hard in the nose, who am I gonna get the money for the treatment from? Who should I get the money from, huh? I have a complaint of my own, you know.
I'm sorry, I really can't tell you anymore.
Ms. Mushir, they haven't taken any money. I guess that they were probably looking for something more important.
Which, they didn't find?
Have another good look. Perhaps you might realize that something is missing.
Okay.
Very good, ma'am. We're looking into it. We'll contact you and you can come to the police station.
Certainly.
Hello. Wow. Look at this place. Have they stolen anything?
You won't believe it. Almost nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So they must have been after something in particular. Where were you?
Matab was alone, so I went to see her. Yavar was the only one here. 3 men came and said our pipe was leaking. They tied Yavar's arms and legs, and then started searching the place.
Well, they must have been watching the place and saw that you left. What do you think happened?
The police asked me who I suspected, but I didn't say anything.
So who do you suspect?
Mehran, of course.
Mehran?
Yeah. Do you remember those 2 guys on the motorbike who tried to steal my bag?
Yeah, I remember.
There's something else. But I have to be sure.
Ah. If your suspicions about the checks and promissory notes are right, he won't find anything. He didn't know they were in a safe place. So why didn't you call the cops?
When I don't have any evidence, how can I have him taken to court?
Yes. You do have a point. It seems this Mehran is dangerous. You have to watch him very carefully.
I'm much more worried about Saba and Hasti.
Yeah, I understand.
Hi there.
Hello.
Why did you arrange for us to meet here?
Because this is my dad's shop.
So where is your dad?
He had to go somewhere. I thought it's better we came when he's not here so you can have a good look.
Why did you think that?
Well, you wanted to see what we do and don't have, right? So here you are. I told you before, I don't count on my dad's money at all.
What else?
What else? Well, I have the shop that I showed you. My share is about 20 million. That's it.
Said, I want to see your dad.
What for?
Because I want to talk to him.
I told you, my dad's not like that. He doesn't acknowledge our relationship at all.
I know.
I told you what kind of problems I have with him.
Have you ever been humiliated?
What does that mean?
It means it happened to me a few times already. Each time I changed my path in life.
I don't get it.
When someone speaks to you speak to them badly. When they swear at you, you swear back. When they show enmity towards you, you eventually leave them. But Said, when someone undermines you, humiliates you, and you don't have anything to say in return, you keep it locked up inside, and you remain silent, and then your heart never, ever finds peace again.
Don't you want to tell me what's happened?
Your dad came to see me. He threatened and frightened me so that I would forget you.
Are you serious?
Dr. Barani to the ER.
Hello, miss.
Hello.
Sorry to trouble you.
Not at all.
I was here a few days ago. Do you remember? I was with your patient's mother, Saba Mushir.
Yes, I remember.
You were supposed to give us news about Sabah.
Well, I was supposed to talk to her if she happened to call and see if she'd give me her number or give me permission to give you hers.
So didn't she call or didn't she want to give her number to us?
No, sir.
No what?
She didn't contact me. Anyway, I think I was mistaken. I shouldn't have interfered in something which has nothing to do with me. I am very busy, excuse me.
Yes. I just wanted to tell you something about the very bad situation Sabah is in right now.
Excuse me, I have to see my patients now.
Come on.
Come in. You're more than welcome. How are
you?
Hello.
Hello,
miss.
It's very nice.
Sit down. My secretary will bring you some coffee. I'll go arrange things with Shahab.
Sure.
Of course.
Listen here. Tell him that if one brick of that wall around that land goes missing, I'll bury him right there. Who cares if he has deeds and documents? I have a court order, as I said.
I've brought him, brother.
Did you tell him about the job?
No. He's completely unaware that we know all about his past.
Well, you should tell him.
I told you, all the time he was in prison, he didn't let anyone find out about his crime.
So you, Sasan, instead?
No. I still need Sasan.
Huh.
Sorry, Farhad, my friend. I've kept you waiting. Shahab had a couple of calls.
That's okay. It's not a problem. I'm free till noon.
There's just one thing, Farhad. I told Shahab a little bit about you and your problems so you could get to know each other a bit better.
What problems?
Your case, your crime, your conviction. I know you didn't want anyone to know anything about it, but I wanted to make sure he understands who all my friends are.
Could you explain this a bit more?
Yes, later. But first, let's come speak to Shahab. Come on.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, Farhad, dear fellow.
Thank
welcome,
you, sir.
Welcome. Please, take a seat.
Please, sit.
What can I say? Mehran has spoken so much about you that I couldn't wait to see you.
It is very kind of him to speak of me so, but I doubt I'm worthy of his praise.
That's not true. I'll never forget your kindness to my only brother.
So, you're in the construction business?
Well, we are kind of copying what you're doing.
Actually, I was looking for something like a clue as to what kind of business you're involved in. Sales? Production?
Well, as they say in business, your investment is at risk and production has 1,001 problems. Things have gotten much worse since you were in the game.
I'm glad that you know all about my background. Now tell me about yourselves.
Well, we like to solve people's problems.
It looks like their prayers have paid off nicely for you.
Huh. There are all sorts of them. Both for this world and for the next.
Mehran says you can solve my problem with the deeds.
Oh, that's the least I can do for you. Yours free of charge.
For free? No, please, tell me how much to pay.
Well, as I said before, don't mention it.
One part of our work involves sorting out these hitches in people's deeds and property. For example, one may have the deeds, but no property.
Well, another has a plot of land, but can't get the deeds together.
But I don't want to get into trouble with the law over this.
Well, let's just say that if you do, we'll back you up.
But you still didn't say how much it'll cost.
For strangers, 50. For acquaintances, 20.
But for you, my dear, nothing at all.
Here's the office of our last head of finance. We had a few problems with him. We asked him to leave.
So?
I want to offer you a job.
But I didn't come over here for a job.
Farhad, I know you used to be a successful finance manager.
And what else do you know about me?
Just about everything.
Who'd you hear that from?
Secrets cannot be kept in prison unless you know how. There are those who really try to cover things up. They don't like anyone to know anything about them. They will do everything humanly possible to hide what they've done.
And how come you're so interested in my case?
Very simple. I liked you. I thought one day, somewhere, we could help each other. Farhad, I believe we can work together. You have knowledge about finance, the law, and its articles. Shahab and I have plenty of experience in making money.
I came here today for one reason only. To get the apartment, my apartment, registered in my name.
That seat has been empty for some time. Like the keyring that I gave you that should have car keys on it. You don't want a family argument, because you're in debt. You're in trouble.
It's still better than going back to prison.
Prison is only for people who make too many mistakes.
This work is not without flaws.
You want to put someone else's apartment in your name, do you not?
You know the apartment belongs to me.
Yes, you know that. But what does the law say?
Just what do you mean?
That's what we do. We take care of people's problems. Legally, if possible. But if it doesn't work, illegally.
Hello, miss.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I see you're still here.
I was waiting for the end of your shift.
What for, sir? I keep telling you that I don't know anything.
I accept that. You are right. You don't like to get in trouble. You don't want to get involved in a family argument. I understand that completely.
Exactly. That's the reason, so please don't bother me anymore.
But whether you like it or not, you are involved. You know Sabah and her daughter are in danger. Her husband is threatening her. Sabah's mother wants to protect her. And you are the only person who can bring this mother and daughter back together again. Please.
Are you better?
I am.
Did my father really say those things to you?
Said, you only have two choices. You either do what your father wants you to do.
Okay, forget that one. Now tell me the other one.
If you still care for me, then don't defend his actions.
It's Layla. Yes, hello?
Hello, Said. How are you?
I'm fine.
Could you come and see me today?
You want to see me?
Yeah.
There's something I want to talk to you about.
Well, I'm busy at the moment, but could I call you later?
So I'm waiting for you today.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She wants to see you.
Yeah, but she didn't say why.
Maybe she wants to talk to you about your dad.
And say what?
His conditions for getting married.
Maybe she wants to talk about you.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe your dad wants her to talk to you about me.
Well, today I'm gonna set them straight.
Here's the address.
Yes.
When you have delivered them, tell them to give me a call, okay?
Sure, certainly.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Right, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Here you go, the keys to your shop. I'm sorry for all the trouble I've caused recently.
So this is where I am living temporarily, number 32.
So I'll come pick you up here, okay?
Yeah, but when you come, come to the back door. Just ring the bell and I'll come down.
So what, you mean I shouldn't ring the bell?
Say, this is my cousin's place. The only safe haven I have. I haven't told her anything about you yet. And if I lose this place for any reason, I am out on the streets. I'll see you later.
I'll hand over the flat by the end of the week.
Where will you go to now?
Don't worry about me. I found a place.
Stay and have some dinner with us.
I don't want to trouble you. I have some things to do, so I'd better go.
No. Leave your jobs till later. Sasan has been kind enough to go and speak with the landlord. He has convinced him to agree to postpone selling the house.
So?
So now we'll live there.
Hello.
Hello. Isn't Father home?
No.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. He's not back yet.
So studious.
Said, please tell me where Layla's restaurant is. Why don't you work there anymore? I bet Layla's a good cook to have a restaurant, no? Huh?
If you don't want that arm to match the other arm, you better get lost, okay?
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
I think she seems like a nice lady.
Why? Because she got you enrolled in a new school?
I really don't know. She's so kind. She even came and asked after me at school.
What else?
Nothing.
And when you went to enroll in that new school, then what did Father and Leda say to you?
Nothing.
Think about it, you know?
I don't know. And they didn't talk about those kind of things, and they didn't mention you either.
Hello.
Hello.
Father, I wanted to talk to you a minute.
Yeah, I'm listening.
There's some things I want to get off my chest that I wanted to tell you.
About what?
About your behavior, following, watching, controlling people.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? How could you follow that girl? Tell me that, would you?
Ah. So that's it. Well, I had to find out where she lives.
So you could go and say those things to her?
If she told you everything that I said, then it shows me that she's not that bad at all.
In my opinion, there's nothing bad about her.
Because you believe her lies. Said, that type of girl is no good for you. She's not suitable for
you.
My
dear father, that's what Ali and Rehane say. It's funny, but you, with all of your faith and piety, believe them.
Said, you are both deaf and blind. Because you've fallen for her, you can't see how evil she is.
There is no bad in her.
So you want to persist with this mistaken notion?
Yeah, and that's final. I won't give her up. If this love and relationship bothers you, then I have no problem to leave.
Dear, what happened?
My dad is in a bad way.
Brother, do you have pain again? Have you taken your medicine? I'll bring it.
What are you doing here again? Didn't I tell you not to come after
me? Hey, look, Beta. If I don't have your address, then I have to follow you. Got it?
What do you want from me?
Let's go upstairs and I'll tell you.
Beruz!
Huh? What?
This is my only safe haven. You want to take this away?
Look, I'm telling you. If you don't do what I told you, you can say goodbye to this place.
You wouldn't dare. If you do, I'll come down on you like a ton of bricks.
This dump is no place for you. Got it? Stop it.
If you don't go, I swear I'll call the police.
Give it over, Beta. Hey, police, police, police. Don't try to scare me with the police. I've come here to persuade you to go and see Dad.
Uh-huh, to tell him to put that dump in your name and then you can sell it? You know he won't do that.
He would if you asked him to. Do you know how much he misses you?
I don't want to see him.
At least go and see him once before they put that rope around his neck, Beta. Don't be so cruel.
I'm cruel. What about you?
I agree. He wrecked my life too, like yours. But I just don't want him to be hanged. I want to go and speak to his complainant and try to bring him around.
Yeah, sure. Do you think I was born yesterday? Get lost and don't let me see you again. Got it?
Listen. It's just a signature. Go and get it. That's all.
You know that's a pack of lies. You know it is.
I went and I spoke to them.
No.
And got them to agree, okay? And now the whole thing's over.
I don't want to see him. Why don't you get it?
Listen to me. Will you stop arguing and listen to what I'm saying for a minute?
Oh,
this guy?
No.
Hey, who's the bozo? Huh? You can talk.
Say,
hey, hang on a second. What a nice bozo bodyguard you found for yourself. Not a word,
stop
nothing.
It's
he just pounces. Hey, wait a minute there.
Saeed, leave him alone. It's my fault.
You keep quiet. Now I know that everyone was right about you.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Beruz is my brother.
Tell me, don't you ever get tired of lying? Look, Blossom, my sister tells a lot of fibs and all, but this time she happens to be telling the truth. Now look, Mr. Backbone, I'm her brother. I'm showing this to you so you can cool down, all right? But I like the way you take care of my sister. Be seeing you.
Are you feeling better, brother? Okay, well, lie down. Vahid, move over. Lie down, brother.
Why didn't you introduce him to me earlier?
Because he's also part of my pathetic life that I don't want to talk about.
Well, you had said that he was in another town studying.
I lied because he's a lout and a layabout and good for nothing.
How am I supposed to believe what you say? You tell two lies for every truth.
You're right, Saeed. I don't deserve your love.
What are you saying, Beta? You can't imagine how I stood up to my dad because of you.
Oh, yeah? You actually dared?
Yeah. I told him I want to marry you, and no one can stand in my way.
Well, don't worry. He'll give you a lecture and we'll be back to square one.
No, it's different this time.
Saeed, I can't stand when people think they're always right and the rest are wrong.
You don't know my father.
As it happens, I know these kinds of people very well. Those who dish out unsolicited advice all the time.
Could we just please talk about something else?
How come he can speak about me, but I can't about him?
Okay, you've said your piece.
You get upset when I talk badly about him.
Well, he's my father, you know.
Well, that's true. It doesn't matter how bad they are still our fathers.
Does your father agree with everything that you do?
Saeed, don't judge my father, please. He's different from everyone else. He's the salt of the earth.
How is he?
Good.
Where is he? With you?
No. He's gone somewhere where they will take care of him and release him of all his suffering.
Don't upset yourself, Beta. It's true my dad's way of thinking is a bit old-fashioned, but he's really not a bad person.
How can you stick up for him?
I know we're very different, but I'll persuade him somehow, and if I can't, it doesn't matter.
Is that what you wanted to say to me?
No. I wanted to say, if you can, please go somewhere I can't find you.
You're mad.
Tomorrow we'll go and see my friend.
Your friend?
Yeah, for a job.
Okay.
It's you again, is it?
Yeah, but now I know how much you care for her.
What are you after?
What did she say about me?
Nothing. Only that you've mistreated her and she just doesn't want to talk about
it. But I want to talk about her so that you can get to know her better.
I'm out of here.
If I were you, I'd stay and have a listen. Maybe your feelings about the girl that you love will change.
Saeed, it's almost morning. Where have you been all night?
Hello.
Hello to you too.
I had to do something. Good night.
Wait a moment, Saeed. I was talking to you.
Your father has given the responsibility to you?
You're so thoughtless, Saeed. You're not even asking yourself while I'm still awake at this hour.
Okay, so why are you still awake?
Because of what you get yourself into and your dad's condition.
Oh, so you and father are friends again. Thank God.
What happened between me and your father has nothing to do with what you get yourself into.
You know, I'm not really that much better than my father. Let me go and sleep. Thanks a million.
Hello, Saeed. Where on earth are you? Hello? Don't tell me you are still asleep.
I've been asleep for a long while.
Weren't we supposed to go to your friends?
How stupid of me to believe anything you say.
What? What do you mean?
Now I know why you didn't want me to go and see your brother.
My brother? What the hell did he tell you?
He told me everything, unfortunately.
Saeed, I want to see you. I want to know what he said to you.
اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره
تو امیدم منی اما داری از دست من میری، با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری. دو کردم تو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده، مگه میزار دلتنگی، مگه گگه امون میده.
مریضم کرده تنهایی، ببین حالم پریشونه، من اونقدر عشق میریزم که برگردی دیگه تر میشه. تو رو دست خودش داره.